is realness.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 5th. Currently with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 17 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01. The dew point is 16 degrees and the current wind chill is 7 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Topeka man has caught a state record breaker. More from Roxanne Stewart.
A Topeka man has toppled a nearly 60-year-old state fishing record. Bobby Parkhurst pulled in a catch of a lifetime fish at the Pottawatomie State Fishing Lake Number 2, a white crappie weighing in at 4.07 pounds, measuring 18 inches long and 14 inches around, brought in with a minnow for bait. The previous state record for crappie was set in 1964 by Frank Miller of Eureka, who brought in a 4.02 pound crappie measuring 17.5 inches. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A medical facility is closing in Quinter, a town of about 900 residents between Waukene and Grainfield. The Gove County Medical Center announced on social media Tuesday it's closing its long-term care unit. The industry environment led to the decision. The medical center said meetings are scheduled about the closing for Monday, April 10th at noon and 6 p.m. at the 4-H building in Grainfield. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Doctors accused of not providing enough care to infants born during abortion procedures in Kansas could face lawsuits and criminal charges under a bill that won final passage on Tuesday in the state's Republican-controlled legislature. However, the legislation faces an uncertain fate in a legal and political climate that's made Kansas an outlier on abortion policy among states with GOP-led legislators. The Kansas House voted 86-36 to approve a proposed Born Alive Infants Protection Law, similar to a proposed law that Montana voters rejected in November. The Senate approved the measure last week, and it next goes to Governor Laura Kelly, who vetoed a like bill in 2019. The Senate voted 31-9 for the bill last week, meaning it passed both chambers with more than two-thirds majorities that are necessary to override a potential veto from Kelly. Even if abortion opponents succeed in overriding any veto, the measure could still be challenged in court and not enforced. Lawsuits have prevented Kansas from enforcing a 2015 ban on a common second trimester abortion procedure and a 2011 law imposing extra health and safety rules for abortion providers. The Kansas legislature has officially passed a bill defining biological sex, forwarding it to the governor's desk on Tuesday. The Senate voted 28-12 to approve the amendments to Senate Bill 180. And the bill defines words like woman, man, mother, and father based on biological sex. In a statement last month, House Republican leaders championed the bill as a step to protect women's privacy in areas like sports, restrooms, locker rooms, and domestic violence centers. However, during floor debates, Democrats argued that the bill is aimed at attacking transgender youth in the state. They said that it does nothing to protect women's rights, but instead weaponizes the rhetoric of rights to erase protections for trans and non-binary people. Governor Laura Kelly, who vetoed a bill banning transgender athletes from women's sports last month, vowed to veto similar legislation moving forward in the legislature. Kelly spoke during Equality Day at the Capitol last week. The bill passed the House 83-41 last month, with one Republican representative absent. If the governor vetoes the bill, the House will need 84 votes to override the veto and 27 votes in the Senate. Governor Kelly announced on Tuesday that total tax collections for March 2023 were $758.3 million, which is $64.9 million more than the monthly estimate and $78.7 million more than March of 2022. Governor Kelly said time and again they've exceeded their estimated tax collections, providing further proof that they can responsibly axe taxes on groceries, retirement, and property for Kansans. Individual income tax collections were $314.6 million. That's $438,000 less than the estimate, but $16.4 million more than March of 2022. Corporate income tax collections were $102.6 million, which is $75.6 million more than the estimate and $74.9 million more than March of 2022. Combined sales and compensating use tax receipts were $275.4 million, $422,000 more than the estimate, and $4.9 million less than March of 2022. The reduced year-over-year receipts for March from these tax sources are due in part to the reduction of state sales tax on food and food ingredients. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, comprised of the Kansas Department of Revenue, Division of Budget, Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, are due to meet on April 20th, and the group will review the fall estimate and make any revisions that it may consider necessary. This will be the second year in a row that some wheat farmers in Kansas will not have a crop, with some farmers saying that when you look out, it's just a fog of dust across their fields, with very dry conditions affecting the wheat crop. Agriculture analysts say the topsoil across the state is not good this year, so this is a tough time as many farmers are trying to figure out what they're going to do from the year before being so dry. They said they need spring rains, but they're just not materializing at this point. And without a rain, there's not much to do. If you have failed wheat acres, there's no way you can plant a fall crop, whether it's sorghum or corn. The irrigated farmers have been irrigating since probably back in January, and so they have to worry about their pumping allotment and their cost of pumping that water. So this has become a real major issue for Kansas farmers. In fact, the last USDA report on the condition ratings showed that Kansas has the worst topsoil ratings in the entire United States, with 73%, which is short to very short for topsoil. It's also been noted that some cattle operators are culling back their herds in anticipation of continuing dry weather, leading to feed shortages. Due to unavailability of feed, and what the feed you can find is very high in price, there's just no grass to be had. In Nebraska news, a Hastings teen has been taken into custody following a non-credible threat to a Clay County student that resulted in a school lockdown on Tuesday. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that around 8:40 a.m., Sandy Creek High School in Fairfield reported a student had received a threat from someone off campus, and the school also received a call alleging that one of the students had a firearm in a locker. The school went into lockdown procedures in accordance with school policy. Numerous law enforcement officers responded to the school, and school officials searched the reported locker and did not find a firearm. As response at the school continued, a suspected source of the threats was identified within minutes. Troopers worked with multiple law enforcement agencies and were able to locate the suspect at a residence in Hastings. The suspect, an 18-year-old male, allegedly fought with law enforcement while being taken into custody, and the Nebraska State Patrol said he also spit on a trooper's face. After a consultation with the Clay and Adams County attorneys, the suspect, who is not a Sandy Creek student, was taken into custody for making terroristic threats, false reporting, assault on an officer, resisting arrest, and failure to obey a lawful order. The investigation remains ongoing. A Wood River man has died following a two-vehicle crash on Friday night. According to Grand Island Police, around 9:15 p.m., officers responded to the crash near Highway 30 and West Stoley Park Road. And upon arrival, officers observed a severe collision between a white 2003 Dodge Ram pickup and a silver 2016 Chevy Traverse. The driver of the pickup, 45-year-old Gary Salpas of Wood River, was transported by ambulance to CHI Health St. Francis, where he was later pronounced deceased. The 49-year-old Grand Island female driver of the Chevy Traverse and her 15-year-old daughter were both transported to CHI Health St. Francis with serious injuries after the 15-year-old girl was extricated from the vehicle by the Grand Island Fire Department. The Grand Island Police Department Captain Jim During said neither drugs nor alcohol were in use by the driver of the Chevy Traverse, and he added that it's unknown if the driver of the Dodge Ram pickup was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The crash remains under investigation with the assistance of the Nebraska State Patrol. Police are investigating after officers on Sunday found two cars that were damaged by gunfire in downtown Lincoln. At around 2 a.m., a caller reported hearing gunshots near R and Canopy Streets, and when the officers arrived, they found two vehicles with bullet holes and about 50 shell casings from two different caliber handguns. One of the vehicles had also hit several parked vehicles in the area. As of Monday, police had not identified any victims or injuries in the shooting, and an investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to call Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment encourages Kansas households with a Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, enrollee to make timely payments on monthly premiums. And this is especially important as the state resumes normal business operations following the COVID-19 pandemic, with the federal government announcing the ending of the public health emergency effective May 2023. CHIP enrollees have not been penalized for delinquent accounts during the COVID-19 pandemic. However, penalties for non-payment are resuming starting in April. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment waived outstanding CHIP premium balances prior to April, and CHIP families will begin with a zero balance before their April premium is due. Paying CHIP premiums and avoiding delinquency is important in order to maintain continuous coverage. If a CHIP account becomes delinquent, there's a waiting period before re-enrollment in the CHIP program. Janet Stanek, Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said it's vital for CHIP families to pay premiums on their due date every month. Waiving outstanding CHIP balances allows families to start fresh as the state resumes normal business operations. To pay your CHIP premium, you can go online. You can call 1-866-923-2724, and you can also mail a check or money order payable to CanCare Premium Billing. To update your contact information with CanCare, you can visit the CanCare website and click the red chat bubble, or call the CanCare Clearinghouse at 1-800-792-4884. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, that began February 27th, will be ending this Friday, April 7th. Secretary Vilsack said the Conservation Reserve Program is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the United States, offering a range of conservation options to farmers, ranchers, and landowners. He said CRP has and continues to be a great fit for farmers with less productive or marginal cropland, helping them reestablish valuable land cover to help improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and support wildlife habitat. Vilsack said in a statement that they have made several updates to the program to increase producer interest and enrollment, strengthen the climate benefits of the program, and help ensure underserved producers can find a pathway to entry into CRP. The Farm Service Agency of the USDA hopes to reach the 27 million acre cap for CRP in fiscal year 2023. And for more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas is proud to announce that they've reached their $5 million goal in their first ever capital campaign, and the goal was reached thanks to a gift from the Robert E. and Patricia A. Schmidt Foundation. Gary Shorman, the trustee of the Schmidt Foundation, presented a check to President and CEO Jerry Michaud, which officially marked the successful completion of the DSNWK's Stronger Forever Together campaign. Michaud stated that they're forever grateful to all the supporters of their capital campaign who believe in their mission and who have shown it by their financial support. He said special thanks is extended to the Schmidt Foundation for helping them reach the finish line, and it's through all of the support and generosity that has allowed them to achieve their goal. The money raised through the campaign was strategically targeted to benefit people with intellectual and developmental disabilities that they serve by improving the group homes and developmental centers where they live, learn, and cultivate skills with purpose. And in addition, they improved energy efficiency, strengthened security and safety through needed upgrades, and enhanced the effectiveness of service settings by completing much-needed facility repairs, renovations, technology upgrades, and accessibility improvements. DSNWK wants to thank everyone who contributed to the Stronger Forever Together capital campaign. Funeral services for Maris Brooks, 98 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, April 8th, at the United Methodist Church in Clayton, and an interment will follow at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, April 7th, at the funeral home, with a family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Clayton United Methodist Church or the Clayton Cemetery and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be stuffed crust cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. There's no school today for Northern Valley Schools due to the forensics that will be taking place all day. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day, the forensics at Northern Valley. At 1:40 p.m., the 6th grade band recital. At 2:23 p.m., the junior high K board meeting. And also at 2:23 p.m., the SAD meeting at the Norton Community High School. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 49 and breezy with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 22 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 60 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, should be mostly clear with a low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, it should be sunny with the high near 69 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, sunny with the high near 76. On Easter Sunday, mostly sunny with the high near 78. On Monday, it should be sunny with the high near 87. And on Tuesday, sunny with the high near 89. Currently, with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 17, with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01. The dew point is 16 degrees, and the wind chill is 7 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The NFL draft now just 4 weeks away, coming up at the end of April. The Kansas City Chiefs are set to have the 31st pick in the NFL draft, and wide receiver is a position of need for the Chiefs that will likely attack through the draft coming up here at the end of the month. And Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com and WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed TCU wide receiver Quentin Johnston, and if he is somebody the Chiefs might try and trade up for if he falls to them in the back end.
You know, a guy like Johnston is really interesting to me because I have a mock draft that will be coming up later tonight at Chiefs Digest, and I'll give you a little, you know, clue here. Quentin Johnston in this one, and using a simulator, he went number 6 overall. So it tells you a little bit about, you know, hey, there's a randomness to these drafts, and but it gives you a sense that you're right. I mean, if I'm the Chiefs and I want a receiver in the first round, and it's somebody I've got a first round grade, and they're not off the board by 21, teams are starting to get calls from me if I'm Brett Veach, because that's what I want to go make. Because you're probably not going to be able to sit there at 31 and get that guy.
Yeah, in sports, Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Red Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
Some thunderstorms line from northeast Kansas all the way down to Wichita and move through overnight. And behind that, we have much cooler, drier air coming in today. An elevated fire danger threat with low humidity over north central Kansas. And overnight tonight, a freeze warning going into effect for central Kansas, including Salina, Wichita, Great Bend, Hutchinson, and El Dorado. So temperatures may drop into the upper 20s in those locations. Meanwhile, fairly quiet and cool weather for us today throughout the rest of the week. A low-end chance of rain on Easter. Better chances of thunderstorms arriving by the middle of April again. Until then, it should be fairly quiet. Sunny, breezy with a high in the mid-40s today. Our low in the low 20s tonight. Then in north central Kansas, breezy with a high in the low 50s. Wind gusts to 35 miles per hour. Today's high 52 in northeast Kansas. Sunny, cooler upper 40s today in southwestern Kansas. Breezy mid-50s in south central Kansas. 55 in the southeast part of the state. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. We could be looking at a second day of losses on the Board of Trade as our grains are all trading lower in the overnight. May corn down 4.5, 6.49 1/4. July down 4.5, 6.23 1/2. December new crop down a penny, 5.59. May soybeans down 6.25, 15.11 1/4. July down 8.75, 14.74. November down a dime, 13.10 a bushel. Kansas City wheat May down 16.5 at 8.56. July down 17.5 at 8.40 1/4. Chicago wheat May down 13.75, 6.77 3/4. July down 13.75, 6.90 1/4. Soy meal and soy oil are both trading lower this morning. Dow futures down 50 points at 33,527. Crude oil down 13 cents a barrel at 80.58. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st.